This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Happy Thanksgiving! There is some wag said to me this morning, "Happy Feast Day, Father Marty." Turkey Day. So we're thankful today, huh? What are we thankful for? Food and God. That's a good combo. Thankful for visiting Judy. I'd be thankful for that too. What else? Thankful for your husband, Sam. For grandson Gianni, for your friends here. Yes. Shock. Somebody's been to this service before. Bill Wilson, what are you thankful for today? Thankful for everything and for your daughter. You know, I think that's worth some chocolate. And I just happen to have a special Hershey's bar that happens to have a picture of Bill Wilson on it. And it says, "Bill has a grateful heart." So because you are so grateful today, I'm going to give this chocolate to the young lady sitting behind you. Bill, what else are you grateful for today? Grateful to be here. That's worth a bunch of chocolate bars. I happen to have 6 more chocolate bars that all have Bill Wilson's picture on it and say, "Bill has a grateful heart." I'm going to give this to Judy's friends to share. Bill, what else are you grateful for? Grateful for all that chocolate that's been given away. All of these happen to have a picture of guess who? Bill Wilson. And it says, "Bill has a grateful heart." Wow. Well, I'm going to give these to the Flynn family to share in honor of Bill's gratitude for his many gifts. Bill, what else are you grateful for today? Everybody that makes your life better. Boy, that's worth about 12 chocolate bars. Can't believe this. They also have a picture of Bill Wilson, and it says, "Bill has a grateful heart." Now, I'm going to give these to the Roland family because Brian, every year, wears a special shirt in honor of this service. And if you see him after the service, I'm not going to have him take his robes off right now. But it says, "Hershey's Unconditional Love." Well, what we just did is a way in which perhaps we should think about living. We have an attitude of gratitude about our lives that enables us to become a blessing to others. You know, in the gospel today, in John 6, Jesus is saying, you know, "Are you here because I gave you the bread and now you're coming back just because you're expecting more? Or is this truly about having realized the gifts you have received and now we want to go out and be a blessing to others?" Look at what Paul talked about in Philippians today. He's in jail and he's talking about rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And if there is anything you can find that is worthy of praise and thanks, then emphasize that. You know, it's real easy in our world today, especially in our country today, to talk about everything that's wrong. We'll talk about what's right and emphasize what we can do to make things better because we are so gifted. I love that Thanksgiving proclamation from Abraham Lincoln because it so clearly states that all of these gifts we have, we think we earned this and deserved it. It was pure gift, people. And so live with grateful hearts by sharing the bounty that we have. How many places in the world would give their heart to be able to have the freedom to gather here this morning and freely worship? How many people would be grateful to be going home to food on the table, clothes on our back, a roof over our heads? We have so much for which to be grateful. One of my favorite priests, John Claypool, he has those great lines where he says, you know, when you're feeling that you aren't very grateful for things and you're feeling like you're not getting what you deserve, well, you need to step back and think about what you had 10 minutes before you were born. We have the gift of life. Many of us have lost special people in this last year. Today is the day to let tears turn to joy a bit and say, you know, but I am grateful I had those people in my life. And if they left you and it wasn't on good terms, be grateful because now they understand. They truly understand. And when we are joined together at the end of our life together, all will be healed. We are so, so blessed in this country. Now, it would be unfair for me to end this because when we live with grateful hearts, we receive blessings in return. It just happened to have a picture of Bill Wilson on it. Bill has a grateful heart. I'm going to give this to Bill. In thanks for him having a grateful heart. And thanks for showing up this morning, because I don't know what I'd have done with the sermon if you didn't. There was a preacher who was in a town in Germany during a war in the Middle Ages. The plague came as well. People were dying right and left. Martin Rinkert was performing, we are told, sometimes 4 funerals a day, including a funeral for his wife, his daughter, many of the people who were special to him. But he understood what it meant to live with a grateful heart. And in the midst of all of that, he wrote what has come down to us, one of the most beautiful Thanksgiving hymns there are. Think of what he was going through as he wrote this, as we now stand and sing hymn 397. Now thank we all, our God.